effective reading is the key to understanding an in-depth piece of journalism. What you need to do is you need to take the written article apart intellectually and physically. Now, you do that just by taking a pen and putting that article in front of you and writing all over it. Make that piece bleed. Pictures, stars, questions, anything that's going through your mind. Now, what I'm not talking about here is to take colored pens or felt markers and just highlight, highlight, highlight. If you've ever purchased a used book for college, you know what I'm talking about. You have these books that you buy, and the first 25 pages are all highlighted in different colors, and then kapow, the rest of it is absolutely blank. What you need to do is to actively engage yourself intellectually into the article. If you open up the examples that I have three single pages by students in the past. I'm looking at the first one here, and she's talking to herself. It's about Chinese factories, lost fingers, and low pay. And in her first paragraph, workers from Chinese factories are getting worker abuse. So she's intellectualizing that. At the bottom, they're abusing labor in factories that sell to Walmart. She is not only underlining, and the underlining, I guess you can do that to move yourself across the paper, but she's asking herself questions and she's making statements. Now, ideally, what you would do is you would go back then and you would type up all your notes that you have made in the active reading. Then you would have taken this and digested the article two times, one through the reading and the active nature of it, and secondly, by typing up the notes that you have pulled out of the active reading. I wrote a master's thesis in 2010 on the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak in Egypt, and that's what I did, just over and over and over and over again, so that by the time I was done actively reading scores of different articles, I then had typed up the notes, it brought it through my brain again, and then I had those notes to base my thesis on. Let's go to the second one here, and I want to go down to the bottom. This is about Pakistani Taliban killing girls. And this girl here, this gal that has done this one, you can see at the bottom, it's when they're talking about, come on, brothers, be real men, kill a schoolgirl. She circled this multiple times and wrote pig in disgusted. She has passionately involved herself in the article, which is going to come back to her when she writes her on the reflection. The last one is talking about a girl's period and how it affects her education in the third world. And if you look down towards the middle of the paper, education, 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 exclamation, exclamation. And at the bottom, still embarrassing, putting pressure on the girl. Period equals no school, equals no education, equals nothing. This is really, really actively read. This person has invested themselves into the article, and by doing so, they have an emotional bond with the article. It's going to stick in their brain. Now you go back and you pull from the article into your reflective essay. Your reflective essay is much more effective and it coincides with the article. You can use colors. You can use felt pens. You need to use a pen. Don't use pencil. It's going to jump out at you. And make that thing heavy. I mean, physically heavy. If you pick up the essay that you have actively read, it will be heavy with ink. Make it bleed. Make it bleed. Make it bleed.